We got to continue on with the Guardians here. Gardos, Tigers, series tied at one game apiece. To go ahead and talk about it, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of 92.3 The Fan of formerly the Cleveland Indians. It is Jason Stanford joins us now. What's up, Lefty?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
I mean, we're good. We would have been better if they didn't lose that game the way they lost it yesterday.
Very much so. I think, you know, when you look at the guards pitching, they did everything imaginable you could ask for and then some, especially Matthew Boyd doing what he did, you know, just come out and start against Skubal. You turn it over to the bullpen, they do their part. You bring in your phenom in Class A, and unfortunately one pitch made all the difference. And, you know, I go back and forth on this constantly. A closer is a closer for one thing, to go out and get the job done in the ninth inning. But I think yesterday, looking at it, you bring Class A in the eighth inning to do the job, and he's amped up, the crowd's amped up, but then he goes and sits down for three outs and kind of loses that edge a little bit and then goes out and, you know, is asked to do the ninth. And that's kind of my take on it right now, is looking at it from a pitcher perspective.
So it's just too out of the norm for you. Like, in your opinion, Jason, maybe he never should have came into the eighth and should have only done the ninth?
I would have left Gattis in there for the, you know, to finish out the eighth inning and then turn it over to Class A for the ninth. You know, you keep the juices flowing emotionally. I mean, the crowd was electric yesterday. It's a 0-0 game, and you bring in your closer at that point. Yeah, I would have not brought him in the eighth inning, let Gattis do his part, like he's done all season long, let Class A do his part, and then hopefully in the 10th inning, you know, you do what you need to do at a 0-0 game at that point, and then you win it in the bottom of the 10th.
So, big picture, we're just having the conversation of which loss hurt the worst. The Browns getting spanked by the Commanders, or the Guardians losing in Game 2 at home. Which loss do you think was the worst loss?
Well, I would say... The Browns were expected to lose against the Commanders. I think that was inevitable of what we talked about earlier in the week. You know, just watching how Jalen Daniels did his part. And then, I mean, he stepped up. And the defense, unfortunately, didn't hold their serve, you know, late in the game. The guards, though, this game, for me, it hurts. It stings, especially as a player. You work so hard, you know, in that game yesterday, to do everything that you're supposed to do. It's a 0-0 game. You have some opportunities. Unfortunately, some double plays, some timely double plays cost you. But looking at it as a 1-1 game, and now you're going into Motown, like, for me, you lost serve on the home field advantage at this point. And that's a tough sell in the playoffs. You know, now you're expected, I believe Alex Cobb is going game 3. So, you know, you have a guy that hasn't pitched in about 5 weeks now, to real live hitters. So that's going to be a tough feat in itself. And the offensive woes, other than us seeing the 5 runs in the first inning, really haven't amounted to much.
Yeah, I mean, 3 hits in just yesterday's game, Jason. I mean, and J-Ram got his one hit corrected, but it hasn't looked pretty offensively in Game 2. Is that something that you'd worry would carry into Game 3, or is it the type of thing that this Guardians team is just so different they can just turn it on at any point?
It's a different ball club this year. You know, in the past, I would have said, yeah, you know, if they can't turn on, you know, game 3 might scare me. But they have the day off to relax, to recoup, try to regroup as best they can. You know, we've talked about it multiple times that J-Ram has struggled in the playoffs his whole career, though. And it's kind of showing. Yeah, you know, he is lucky that, you know, that was turned into a double for him, which is awesome for him, right? I mean, that game was unbelievable as well. But you really haven't seen him really take, and maybe the pressure is mounting. It's a 1-1 series now, and, you know, game 3, I'm not going to say it's a do-or-die must-win, but it's a game that you have to go out and you have to compete and get it going early in that first inning. You're the visiting team. Do what you got to do.
In terms of the pitch tunneling that Skubal does, should they see him, should this series make it to game 5? How, as the Guardians, how do you adjust to that level where up until like 15 feet to go, every single pitch looks damn near identical?
He's the best in baseball right now when it comes to starting pitching. The thing that I loved yesterday watching him was his fastball command early on, and then his change of command was disgusting. He has one of the best changes in baseball right now, and he just learned how to do it. You know, it's not like he had it in college or he had it early in his career pro-wise. He's learning how to throw a changeup, and he kind of, you know, scrapped the splitter to go to that changeup. Looking at it, though, you have to pick a pitch. Like, you have to know counts of when he's most likely to throw those pitches. I mean, every pitcher has a tail sign. Whether, you know, it's his fastball early on, just commit to that and say, if I get a fastball early on, I've got to hit and I've got to get after it. And the other thing, too, on that, more times than not, lefties, you have to be able to utilize opposite field power. So if you can learn to drive the ball, and the guards do a pretty good job of that, of staying on the ball and driving, and they've done that all season long against lefties. Unfortunately, they didn't do anything yesterday against Skubal.
Yeah, obviously game two wasn't what I'm going to reference here, but is there a point with Skubal where you look and say he threw like 85 innings last year? He threw 192 innings this year, and now we're into the postseason. Like, if I'm a Tigers fan, I do wonder at what point Skubal has just thrown more pitches than he typically has thrown and double the amount than he's thrown last year coming off that injury.
Yeah, I mean, normally it would be a tough sell. I think a lot of times, you know, organizations would look to shut their horses down, especially their protective horses. But it's not often that the Tigers get to the playoffs either. And you have a young man in Skubal that can dominate a game. I mean, we saw it yesterday. He dominated the game yesterday. You know, he gave up a minimal amount of three hits. He didn't walk anybody, you know. And you know, when you look at that, I mean, that's dominating a game. That's what we're used to seeing when an ace goes out there and does his part. But to get back to the point of doubling his innings, yes, there's going to be more wear and tear on his arm than he's accustomed to, but he also had surgery. He's been able to come back from it, and he's healthy right now. The velocity stayed up yesterday, so his pitches stayed precise, and I think that's what you have to look at too, you know, when you're A.J. Hanson, the pitching coach.
Former Cleveland Indians pitcher, also with 92.3 The Fan, Jason Stanford on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So what's the key to Game 3?
Get out early. You're the visiting team. You've got to put the pressure on them immediately. Get to their bullpen right off the get. You know, it's going to be a bullpen game again, so they have an opener. Be able to do, I'm not going to say repeat, you know, going and getting five runs without getting an out. I mean, that was to die for, right? But you have to at least put up some strong at-bats in the first inning. You've got to be able to maybe muster one run across and put the pressure immediately on them. And hopefully for Alex Cobb, he goes out there and he establishes the zone down in the strike zone and gets a lot of ground balls.
Quickly, Jason, is now games 3 and 4 then with what we've talked about with Skubal, is games 3 and 4 must win for the Guardians?
I wouldn't put must win. I would put a sense of urgency on both of those games. I still think if they get to game 5, it's at home. It's going to be electric. It's what you play for, you know, as a player, to have that opportunity to beat the best of the best. Do you want to? No. But if it comes down to it, you just learn how to scrape, and hopefully you can claw your way into the next series.
Jason, what can you tell us about what you're doing for hurricane relief here, bud?
So with my full-time gig right now with the VFR Foundation, we've come up with an idea of hurricane relief for both hurricanes that, you know, Helene just hit, and Milton is on his way. My girlfriend, Vanessa, is from Clearwater, from the Tampa area. We are actually renting the U-Haul next Tuesday. We are supplying it with as many supplies as we can from Northeast Ohio people. So non-perishables, food, water, generators, monetary donations, anything that possibly anybody could amount to help us out. We're going to drive down. We're going to stop in North Carolina. We're going to help as many people as we can in a couple days there, and then shoot down to Clearwater and help as many families as we possibly can. We're going to be on the front line. And this is the mission that I'm looking at, to help as many Americans as we can, veterans, first responders, and families that are going to need it. We need it.
So real quick, if somebody wants to kind of help pitch in with this, where can we kind of go to kind of find you, get at you, make sure that we can kind of help?
So it's VFRFoundation.org. That's VFRFoundation.org. That's our website. We're on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on X, Facebook. Our office is located in Mentor. So if anybody, you know, wants to donate those goods and bring it to our office, they're more than welcome to. It's on our website. But please, we know that this is going to be a hard hit one. I mean, right now I believe it's a Category 4. It's probably going to hit as a Category 3. And Clearwater, they just got devastated recently, and they're about to get devastated again.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you sharing, buddy. We appreciate what you guys are doing. And again, thanks for your time today, bud.
Always, guys. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Nick Dubs.
Thanks so much, buddy. Jason Stanford there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Great stuff with him. We will get back to the Guardians talk as the show continues here. But as we continue the show, myself and Spencer German break down everything around Ohio State, their path to the playoff, and all the biggest headlines. Getting you ready for Oregon as well on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the free Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Follow Sons of the Shoe. I demand it of you. When we come back, we will get into the Kevin Stefanski part of the equation for the Cleveland Browns. Is Kevin a part of the problem or part of the solution? That's next on 92.3 The Fan.